from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
All right, back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, Sal Capaccio with you. It is brought to you, of course, by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. My good buddy Josh Reed is going to join me now on the Wester Hotline. Of course, you can find him over at WIVB TV Channel 4, the sports director there. Buffalo Kickoff Live, which I'm proudly a part of once again this year. And Josh joins me this morning on another kind of a cooler day. Josh, we're getting a little bit warmer. Another beautiful day for football, though.
Yeah, man. It's sunny out. It does feel like football weather. I hit the coffee shop this morning. We hit the playground this morning with the boys.
Woo-hoo!
As if that wasn't enough, you know, Baby Shark visited Bubble Guppies on TV. So it has been a wild morning.
I love that. All right. So I got to tell you, I have not revealed this yet on the air today. I'm going to tell you right now. Last night, we went to the Avril Lavigne concert. Are you an Avril Lavigne fan?
Huge. I have all of her records from the genre that she sings. That is my favorite genre, the one that she – I have no idea. In fact, we talked yesterday when you said – and we both knew one song, right? Because you told me yesterday at practice when we were leaving, and you're like, I think I know one song. And you started to sing it. I go, yeah, I know that one. Not sure I knew. Did you know any more, though, when you got there?
Yes. There's a song called Complicated. And you would know it, too, if you heard it. It was very popular. But she opened up at Darien Lake, this was. She opened up with Girlfriend. And, like, as soon as that comes on, she opens. I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm into this. This is, like, the song I really know right there.
Yeah. Now, did she do any covers? I'm always a big fan of hearing, you know, famous bands and singers cover other people's songs. I always just think it's interesting hearing their twist on it. Did she do any good covers?
I did not hear her do any covers. Not that I noticed. There might have been one in there that was a cover of a song I didn't recognize, but no, not really. And then on the drive home, Yana, my wife, she was looking her up more and just kind of going through her career a little bit. And she's like, boy, like, I mean, I guess it's just an indictment on how old you and I are getting, maybe. But it's like, man, she's been doing this since like the 90s and like she's won all these awards. And you're like, oh, yeah, I forget. Oh, yeah, that song came out then and this song came out then. And it's kind of one of those moments where you're like, wow, I didn't realize that, I guess.
Yeah, every day there's something that reminds me that I'm getting a little older, which, hey, on the contrary, you know, the other option is not getting older. And that's also not good.
Hey, I want to, obviously there's a lot with the Bills going on, but let's just start with what the story's been here over the last week, I think, which is, other than injuries, Buffalo Joe, Joe Andreessen. You've been following this as much as anybody here, been talking about it. I get asked every day, can he really make the 53-man roster? Do I think he will? And Josh, as of today, I'm leaning yes. I don't know, but I'm leaning yes.
I've been asked, you know, just as much as anybody, you know, just like everyone else. And I'm not sure I'm ready to put it at 50-50, but it's getting close. And when you consider 2 weeks ago, I would have put it at like 1%. That's a huge bump. And I tell you what, thank God for Joe Andreessen, because we did a 1 hour post-game show following the Bills and Steelers. And that score, as you know, was 9-3.
Yep.
Josh didn't play in that game. And Sean McDermott was the only guy that went to the podium after the game for live interviews. So, yeah, he gave us something to talk about. He gave us a heck of a storyline. And obviously it's carried over into this week. What a fun story. You know, and I knew that this would come up. So as I, you know, it's, spent a couple minutes right before we hopped on here, and I got me curious of other guys who were training camp invitees that made rosters. So I went, okay. I wonder if there's any bigger names. And while I'm sure this is not the complete list at all, there were a couple names that popped out big time. One of them was a former Super Bowl champion for the Patriots, who made a huge play in the Super Bowl, a defensive back named Malcolm Butler.
Wow, yeah.
Which is incredible. Another one is a wide receiver who was an invite by the Minnesota Vikings and is still playing in the league. Adam Thielen.
I was going to say Adam Thielen, right? Wow.
I mean, it's a great story. And I have to remind myself sometimes that, look, if you take the Buffalo connection, the Western New York connection out of it, you have to remind yourself a little bit that it's just a different position, but we do this every year at wide receiver, right? It just happens to be a different position, yeah, where we go gaga all, and fans go just, you know, insane over the Brandon Rileys of the world. And then the Streeter and just some of these names from the past, and then everything kind of shakes down and it doesn't work out. I remind myself of that. But Sal, watching him play on Saturday, I mean, he was flying all over the place. He, you know, it diagnosing things that made him look like a veteran of, you know, 6-year vet. I mean, he just seemed effortless. And you know, and I know, that this is Sean McDermott's type of guy. Like, he said it when he was asked about him on Monday. He said, you know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in height, weight, and speed. Now, earlier in the show, I heard you talk about the RAS, you know, the athletic scoring, yep, system, and how high he was on that. But Sean, you know, Sean values guys who are just football players as well. And he says, you know, for him to say, dang it, you know, he's just a football player. I mean, you can tell that there's something. Look, whether or not he makes the roster, who knows? I mean, but he's got as good a chance now as anyone probably could have imagined, except for probably him and his friends and family.
I'll give you another one. You're going through this list. That's great. You know, the guy that popped into my mind, I just looked it up. He had to be a camp invite of some sort because he wasn't signed until July of 2011, Chris Hogan.
Wow. Okay, yeah, there's another one who went on to have a long, productive career. I mean,
yep,
Vince Papale is probably the biggest name,
yeah,
right? I mean,
that's
as
right,
far as just, you know, not the most, but just sheer fame. I mean, they made a movie out of the guy. So, yep. It's not unheard of, but it's a great storyline, man. And it's really, I think, helped everyone in the media get through a week where we're heading up to preseason game number 3, and Sean has already announced that the starters aren't playing, and we're going, okay, what's our storyline, everyone? And everyone is like, yeah, this kid from Western New York's pretty fun to cover. And you've had a chance to talk to him as well as I have. I mean, what a good kid. And I say that with all the respect,
yeah.
You know, call him a kid, because to me, he is. I mean, he just is. That's the, I mean, we were talking about age already, but, you know, he just, he's getting a chance to talk to him. He's a good young man, and it'd be a heck of a story if he finds a way to make it. And look, the other thing that's working in his favor right now is the numbers game. All these injuries, yep, to the linebackers. Look, nobody's expecting him to come in and, you know, take the place of Matt Milano. And, of course, he's moved into the middle now anyways. But I keep going back to this, Sal. You know, this team, since Sean took over and Brandon started drafting, this franchise has done an incredible job of taking guys in the middle rounds at linebacker and developing him. 2017, Matt Milano. What was the rap sheet on him, right? Tweener, safety,
yep,
linebacker, you know, probably not big enough. Well, Matt Milano's pretty good. Terrell Bernard, same thing, right? Probably not big enough, probably won't hold up. Well, Terrell Bernard's pretty good too. Talking about two of the better linebackers in the NFL. You know, I'm sure they hope that Dorian Williams becomes that next guy. So developing linebackers has become something they're really strong at. Now, Andreessen's got a ways to go. He's not a middle-round draft pick, so he's got more to prove, if you will. And probably the leash is a little bit long or a little bit shorter there than with guys that you draft with third-round picks and, you know, that type of thing. But, man, it's going to be interesting to watch when Tuesday rolls around.
No doubt about it. By the way, just to tidy up Chris Hogan for everybody, he was originally signed by the Niners. Actually, I know he became kind of, he was the Hard Knocks guy, you know, originally in Hard Knocks. He was called 7-Eleven because he was always open. That was with the Dolphins. But he was originally signed by the Niners. Then he was released, went to the Giants. Then he was released, signs with the Dolphins. So sometimes these guys, like, you know, they go in one place and it doesn't really fit until somewhere else. And if the Bills were to, let's say, do release Joe Andreessen, any team could claim him. And I always remind people here, and I didn't know this until last week I learned it, but it's true, Josh. Joe Andreessen actually, he tried out for the Kansas City Chiefs the day before he came to Bills tryout. Like, it wasn't like the Bills just said, hey, here's a kid from Lancaster, feel good story, bring him in. Like, he's put enough on film, obviously, that teams know who he is. If they are to release him next week, any team can claim him, and then we're having a really interesting discussion.
Yeah, that's and good for him, right?
Yes.
I mean, look.
Yes.
Look, I know the ultimate ending to the story for, you know, a lot of Bills fans, and definitely for friends and family, and probably for Joe, if he was honest, right, grew up rooting for the Bills, would be to, you know, sign with the Bills and make their roster. But good for him, the fact that he has put enough on tape where you're, even if, you know, as an organization, you have to go, man, there's a chance he doesn't clear, and that they couldn't put him on practice squad. Mm-hmm. So kudos, no matter how it plays out. I mean, kudos to him for doing this whole thing and being good enough and proving, you know, that he's good enough. Now, he's got to back it up with another good game, and you know, we'll see what happens on Saturday.
All right, Josh Reed on the Wester Hotline. Let's get to the rest of the roster and what it looks like here. You mentioned the numbers because of injuries at linebacker. That's one area, and maybe Andreessen really kind of helps in that regard, obviously. We know they've lost Matt Milano, but where are you most concerned given all the other injuries right now? Is it safety? Is it wide receiver with Samuel and MVS? Like, where is the concern level at these different positions for you?
I would go with safety. And it's a little bit just safety, period, and it's in combination with the linebackers being, you know, I don't think those have to be disconnected when you come with concerns, because my whole thing this preseason before the Milano injury was, look, even if they're a little shakier than they have been in the past at safety, they're going to have Milano and Terrell Bernard. Like, you know, at the end of the day, most defenses don't have 11 Pro Bowlers, right? That's just not happening. So you think, okay, you know, maybe they can make up for a little bit of the weakness on the back end with two supreme linebackers. You know, without Milano, that takes a little bit of a step backwards. But yeah, the safety spot.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That concerns me. It was great to see Cole Bishop out there yesterday. I know it was in a red non-contact jersey, but you just have a feeling that if he develops into the player that everyone, and including Brandon Bean, believes he can develop into, and the coaching staff believes he can develop into, that's going to be a huge step. Now, look, I don't believe that that's going to be early on in the season, because we've talked about this a lot. You know, Sean McDermott expects so much of his safeties, not only physically but mentally. He's missed a ton of valuable reps and experience this preseason and training camp. So he's got a ways to go, but I do feel like that could be a guy where, you know, when we're sitting here talking about the trade deadline and what the Bills maybe need to add to help boost the roster, maybe it's addition from within the roster, because he's at a point where, you know, he's got, you know, 6-7 games under his belt and he's become the prospect that they thought he would become. But yeah, that position, Mike Edwards going down, you know, is troublesome because, once again, new to the system, missed a ton of time. Damar Hamlin's now. Damar Hamlin had, and I'm not so sure Damar wouldn't have beat out Cole Bishop for that starting job. Anyways, mm-hmm. Damar had a heck of a training camp and has experience in the system, which I know that Sean covets, his coaching staff covets that right now and always has. But he's dinged up a little bit, so that was a little concerning. Although, seeing him running and working off to the side as extensive as he did yesterday, that was a good sign, because I was a little more concerned when Sean ran down the list of injuries. He had his helmet with him and was doing a lot more off to the side running than I thought we would see, so that's a good sign. But, yeah, Taylor Rapp's the one guy that you know right now, as of this day, is going to be in that starting lineup at safety. So there's just a lot of question marks, and that's the spot that concerns me the most.
All right, but let's go to wide receiver. How much concern do you have there, given what you just said about safety? Curtis Samuel is week to week here with turf toe and a toe injury. Marquez Valdes-Scantling, obviously, with the neck injury. Already question marks heading into the season at the wide receiver spot. How do you assess all of that?
Well, this offseason, Brandon Bean knew the cards that he was dealt. He wasn't going to be able to go out, and he told us this, you know, he wasn't going to be able to go out and make this huge splash in free agency and bring in this huge name, you know, all pro receiver. So, and they're drafting at the end of the first round, and he wasn't willing to give up all, a bunch of capital to go way up and mortgage every other pick in probably this year's draft and next year's draft to go get a guy. So what did he do? Well, he did the option that he really had. He threw a bunch of darts at the dartboard at Claypool and MVS and, you know, a couple of these other guys, KJ Hamler, hoping that one would stick. And I kind of thought, you know, this is a pretty good idea, you know, for what your options are. And, you know, Claypool's no longer on the roster. MVS is injured. KJ Hamler, who, you know, full disclosure, I was the guy that was like, hey, KJ Hamler, I think has it. I do. I think that they like him way more than a lot of people do. And he just, he's been such an afterthought. You know, he just hasn't popped, hasn't done anything, even hasn't had that one day of training camp practice or preseason where you went, oh, wow, this was KJ Hamler day. It hasn't been there. Curtis Samuel's turf toe is the biggest concern out of all of it, though, because that's something that it could be lingering. Yeah. That's something that could be impactful. And he is, I mean, now you're talking about some of those other guys were going to be, marginal is not the right word, but, you know, I don't think they were counting on him to be huge contributors to the offense. You know, we're talking about wide receivers 5 and 6, probably, but Curtis Samuel doesn't fall in that category. Curtis Samuel falls in the category of that was their big signing. That was their guy. Mm-hmm. That was a guy they wanted and targeted and went after, and they got him. So that is concerning. You know, you hope that the Bills training staff can get him back and going before week one. He does have, you know, he's got some substantial time between when the injury happened and, you know, week one. And, you know, he's been around. He's seen the system, and he's a veteran. I mean, there's not a lot. He's worked with Joe Brady before, so that's a huge plus, you know, if he's got to miss, you know, a couple of weeks in practice and things. He's a veteran. He knows how to study. He you know, you don't have to worry about that part of the equation. So, but Curtis Samuel's injury, is really worrisome, if you will.
Yeah, and turf toe is what kept Chase Claypool out, and ultimately he was obviously, you know, waived. He was put on IR, and then you know, with an injury settlement. But you're right, that those injuries can linger. Just a couple minutes more here with Josh Reed, WIVB TV Channel 4 Sports Director. Backup quarterback's a big issue right now. A, because Mitchell Trubisky hasn't played very well, but B, because now he's hurt. They had to sign Anthony Brown. They're going to get through this week with him and Ben DiNucci in some capacity. Then what happens, Josh? I mean, Tuesday, there's going to be probably, what, 30 to 40 quarterbacks to hit the market because they're going to be released around the league. The Bills have to assess what they want to do, what they want to do with the roster spot for Trubisky, how they want to go forward. How do you see all this playing out?
They are really in a conundrum because watching Mitch yesterday, he came out during practice at one point, and he has a sleeve on that leg, and there was a noticeable limp there, and it just stinks. And I know that he hasn't had the best of, you know, preseason so far. He also gutted it out there. You know, Josh Allen brought up that he had already had the knee injury when the pass went to Keon that went off his hands. That he was gutting it out just to stay out there. And I know that he has it, but Mitch Trubisky still gives them a veteran presence that now all of a sudden they're scrambling to find if he does miss significant time. I'm telling you, and I know that I've had a bunch of Bills fans yell at me, hey, Ryan Tannehill. I'm like, all right, Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill is a guy who's waiting for the dust to settle and waiting to see if there's a starter that goes down, because I believe that Ryan Tannehill still believes he is a starting caliber quarterback. And there's going to be a team at some point early in the year that's going to lose their starter, and they're going to be looking for, and their backup situation is not great, and they're going to be looking for a guy who can come in and actually take reps with the ones. So I think that's a pipe dream. Backup quarterback for the Bills. Then I tell you, the name that popped up randomly, and it was an Athletic report. The Athletic reported this, that the Cleveland Browns are shopping Dorian Thompson-Robinson, one of their young quarterbacks, because keep in mind, they have right now, they have four quarterbacks. So right now on their roster, they have Deshaun Watson, they have Jameis Winston, and they have Tyler Huntley. So they've got three guys right there who have quite a bit of experience, right? So, and that the report was in The Athletic that the Browns are listening to, are willing to listen to offers for this young quarterback. And he's young. He's 24. He is signed on a rookie deal through, I believe the article said through 26. So you want to talk about a guy who is young and really inexpensive. I mean, really inexpensive. That might be the route to go. I mean, he's got a little bit of playing experience, been in the league a couple of years now. But that was a name that when I saw that float out there, it, eventually, you know, the Cleveland Browns are going to be in a spot where they may have to release him. Now, the problem is then you've got to fight for his services if you wait. Whereas if they're listening to trade offers and it costs you a seventh rounder, maybe that's worth a roll of the dice, because you don't want to have to battle a different team to snag him. That was just a name, like I said, that randomly popped up recently, and I thought, well, that's kind of intriguing.
Yeah. Well, actually, if he gets released because he's only in year two, he'd actually be subject to waivers too, so any team could just claim him, you know, and the Bills aren't going to be high in that priority list.
That's what I mean. Then it's the waiver priority, and then you're rolling the dice then.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, Josh, I'm glad we did not have any time, speaking of Cleveland, to get to Guardians-Yankees. I was following along after the Avril Lavigne concert because it was still going on. 12th inning. I'm like, what is happening here? No, baseball games don't go 12 innings anymore.
Yeah, it was the longest game of the season.
Wow.
12 innings, which we've talked about this before, which I love. That's the reason I like the Ghost Runner, or whatever you want to call it, the pinch runner there in the extra innings, because I don't need to sit around a ballpark, you know, for 6 hours. 12 innings, that's more than enough. And I'm a baseball fan, but that's more than enough. But yeah, loved the result. And look,
I know you do. I know you do. They get back after tonight.
Yeah, the Guardians. Look. The Guardians are, they're limping to the finish line right now. This is a team that started out red hot, and I kept waiting at some point the other shoe falls on this team. It's just, it will, and it hadn't. And the last 3 weeks, they got swept in a couple series, and I keep looking at the standings going, oh, man, they're going to fall out of contention here. Meanwhile, they have the best record in the AL, so they have found a way to kind of keep it above water. Yeah, but that series, that's bigger to me. That's bigger for Cleveland than it is for New York. New York's the Yankees are going to be there. They're making the postseason. Way too much talent on that roster. Whereas Cleveland, they need to prove they're a young team. They need to prove to themselves that they can beat some of these big dogs in the AL.
Another Buffalo kickoff live Saturday before the game?
Yep, 1 hour. 1 hour from noon to one, and then we got Buffalo post-game live afterwards, and you'll hear us break down hopefully what is more. Hopefully we can talk about the first preseason touchdown.
I know, that'd be great. I mean, this is actually, that's a really good question. Who scores it? Considering that the starters aren't playing, like, that's a great, if they were to score a touchdown, we could do a bingo board of who is most likely to score the Bills' first touchdown of the preseason that would come on Saturday if they do it. Josh, thanks a lot. Got to run. We have practice here at 12:30 at One Bills Drive, and I don't know, whatever's on your docket, maybe go see Inside Out or something next. Who knows, at the theater.
Yeah. Fired up, man. We haven't seen Inside Out, but we did see Despicable Me 4.
Yes.
I think we then bought it on whatever it is, you know, when you buy it and you can watch it online. Now, we have now watched it 30 times, I do believe. So.
All right, buddy. Have a great one. We'll catch up down the road and talk to you soon.
All right. See you, brother.
All right, you got it. Josh Reed right there, WIVB TV Channel 4. They got Buffalo Kickoff Live on Saturday, a show I'm a part of. Radio duties, I don't think I'll be on it on Saturday, but you could still watch it, right? Be on the game, be on TV before the game. And then, of course, hope you're listening, to the radio broadcast and all the things we're going to be doing on WGR Sports Radio 550 as well on Saturday for the Bills and the Carolina Panthers at 1 p.m. We'll take a timeout. Josh going to take you the rest of the way up until 12 noon. That's what we're going to hear from Bobby Babich over in the Bills media room. Team on the field at 12:30. I'll have full coverage at Sal Sports and WGR550.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.